Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you very much for accommodating my unusual schedule. Today's daf, tomorrow's daf, is Yevamos daf Kuf Tes Vav. We are holding on daf Kuf Yod Dalet Amud Beis. We are four lines from the end of the page. Mapoles Harehu Kimelchama. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by the Gross family, Lezecher Nishmas, Chana Leah Bas Moshe Tzvi, Rav Moshe Yehuda Ben Rav Nachum, Chaya Leah Bas Naftali Hertzka, and Tzvi Menachem Ben Shmayahu, the Shol Olam Shem Hashem, and Aliyah. It is also sponsored by Mindy and Henry Orlinsky, Lezecher Nishmas, Chaim Abba Ben Yosef, Olav Shalom Mindy's father, Nisham Hashem and Aliyah, and it's also sponsored by Refuah Shleima for Uriel Ben Chaya Esther, a baby in the NICU. He should have Refuah Shleima B'soch Shar Chalei Yisrael, and it's also sponsored by the McGilner family in honor of the 24th yard site of Dr. Leonard Joseph McGilner, Arye Yosef Ben Pesach, whose yard site is today, Nisham Hashem and Aliyah. We thank, of course, all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to do is we're going to continue our discussion from yesterday, where we were talking about when will a woman assume that her husband is dead without knowing that her husband is dead, and therefore we cannot take her word for it, and when do we assume that if she's telling us her husband is no longer alive, that she knows her husband is no longer alive. Then the Gemara is going to discuss, what if we knew that there's a melchama in a particular location, which normally means the woman cannot be trusted to say that her husband is dead, but we only know that there's a melchama because she's the one that told us there's a melchama. So would we apply amigo in such a case? And the Gemara is going to bring a couple of rayas. Then the Gemara is going to discuss, and what about believing in the Eid Echad that the husband died if it was a Shas Melchama? The Mishnah told us that at a Shas Melchama we will not believe the Isha herself. But what about believing in the Eid Echad at Shas Melchama? So the Gemara is going to bring a couple of rayas about that as well. Then the Gemara is going to talk about whether we trust simanim as an identifying feature on a dead body, and we're going to bring a raya from a pikadon, and whether simanim can be trusted when it comes to a pikadon. And then the Gemara is going to talk about whether we're choshesh for another person with the same name. That's going to be the last sugya on the daf, is that if they tell us that someone by a certain name died, do we assume that that must be the person we're thinking of? Or do we have to be choshish that maybe there's another person by that same name in a different location, and maybe that's the person who in fact died? So let's begin again, four lines from the bottom of the page. On daf kuf yodalad on base, says the Gemara, mapolas hareu kumlechama, that if a house caved in on the husband, or there was some sort of tornado or something that knocked down a bunch of houses, and the woman says that her husband died in the rubble, so then it's like melchama. Da amra b'dedami, meaning we assume that when she claims her husband died, she does not know with certitude that her husband died. She is just assuming that he must not have survived it, and therefore we cannot trust her and allow her to get remarried. Shiluach nechashim akrabim, if there were a lot of snakes and scorpions around, and the woman said that her husband died from a snake bite, harein kemulchama, that is also like melchama in that da'amra b'dedami, that if she sees her husband being bit by a snake, she'll assume he's dead even though she didn't actually see that he had died. Dever, when it comes to dever, if there's a magefa, if there's a plague in the city, amrila areo kemulchama, v'amrila eno kemulchama. So then it's machlokas. Some say that's like melchama, where if she claims that her husband is dead, she knows, she's just guessing that he's dead. And some say it's not like melchama, that if she says her husband died of a plague, she must know that her husband died of a plague. Some say it's like melchama in that she'll claim it to be true, even though she doesn't know for sure that it's true. And some say it's very different than melchama. That she would never say that her husband is dead if she didn't know for sure that he was dead. And the reason she wouldn't say that he's dead if she didn't know for sure he was dead was because she knows that which people say, that there could be a terrible magefa in a place, and a person's not going to die before their time. That we have this, we believe b'emunah shleima, that if a person died, it's because it was their time to go. It's because the Ribono Shel Olam said that it was that person's time to go. A lot of times you go to like a shiva house and people are saying, oh, if we only did this, if we only did that, if we only knew this, which is a natural thing for people to think, but we have to be mechazik ourselves as ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim that's not the case, that the Ribono Shel Olam decides when to call the neshamos back. Now obviously the way we behave has to be in ways that we try to protect our health and that we because that's the ishtadlus that's required of us, but 100% we believe that no one dies when it's not their time to die. So just because there was Dever, she's not going to say Bididami. She's not going to make a guess, an assessment that he must have died, because she knows that nothing must happen unless the Ribbono Shel Olam says that he must die. So from a Dever, at least, from a plague. Okay, so Ibayulu. So now the Gemara raises the question. Hechzika hi Mulchama Bi'olam. Let's say we said in the Mishnah that if there's Mulchama Ba'olam, we cannot trust her that her husband died. But what if we only know that there's Mulchama Ba'olam because she told us that there's Mulchama Ba'olam? So mi amrinan malo l'shaker? Do we say like a migo over here that the baya amra shalom bi'olam, that as far as we knew she could have told us that there's shalom bi'olam, that there is no Mulchama, and she then would have been believed to say that her husband died? So when she's the one that told us that there's Mulchama and that her husband died, so we should also believe her. Oh Dilma, or maybe no. Maybe you can't say Amali Lashakar, amigo, because Kimadis Chazka Amra Bididami. We're not concerned that she's lying. We're not concerned that she's telling us a blatant lie. We just think that she's misassessing the situation. That when it's a Shas Mulchama, if she sees her husband almost dead, she's going to equate that in her mind with her husband being dead. And she will report that to us as her husband being dead, but not because she's trying to lie. So lo asi mali l'shaker amar cheskase. So the taina of mali l'shaker doesn't help in such a situation to take away the chazaka that she will say b'didami, that she will make an assessment based on what it seems. So now the Gemara tries to be poshet this suffix. Again, the shaila is, if the only reason we know that it is a time of war is because the woman told us it's a time of war, so do we still not believe her that her husband is dead? So Tashma says, well, let's bring a raya from a Brisa. A woman comes to Beis Din and says, Ishinu alinu bayis, that there was a fire in the house, the whole place was full of smoke, and you know, or Ishinu alinu ma'ara, or we were all stuck in a cave and there was a fire that broke out, and the opening of the cave was full of a raging fire or whatever, and there was no way out. Vuhumes, and therefore my husband died. The Aruch points out that what they used to do is like if you're going to fight a battle with somebody and they got the sense that the enemy was hiding in a cave, so they wouldn't want to just go in and fight because the enemy is going to lie an ambush and they'll be able to attack them. So they would start a fire at the opening of the cave and burn them out of the cave, meaning to so if they come out, they'll come out frantic and then you'll be able to kill them. And if they don't come out, then they don't come out. So that's the Ishinu Aleinu, that Ishinu Aleinu Ma'ara. So the woman says, that's what happened. V'humeis, and my husband died. Vanini Talti, and I managed to run away and I was saved. So Einan Emenes, we do not believe her that her husband died, because over here, l'chor, it's the same thing as her telling us that there was a Mulchama, because we didn't know that there was a fire in the cave, so that should be the same as we not knowing that there was a Mulchama over here. So she has a migo that she could have said that he just died stam, and afal pikein, she's not believed to say that he died bisrefa, because we assume that she was medame, that she assumed that he died, and she didn't actually see it with her own eyes. So you see that we do not say a migo to trust her, when the only reason we knew that there was Mulchama was through her, just like over here, we do not say amigo to trust her when the only reason we knew that there was a fire in the cave was because of her. Says Mar, no, shiny awesome, it's not a good raya. The case of the Brisa, where we derive from what she's saying that she ran away when it got full of smoke and she wasn't able to stay there and she didn't see him dead, even though it filled up with smoke, that's not a clear raya that he died. Because we could say to her, you managed to get out of that cave, and just like a nace happened to you, that you managed to get out, maybe a nace happened to him as well, and he managed to get out, but that's not at all like a case of Mulchama, where we could still have a suffix and say that she should believe with amigo, because she actually did see that he died. Otherwise, she never would have said that it was a time of Mulchama. So those two cases aren't comparable. So says Gemara, okay, Toshima, let's try to bring a second raya. Let's say she says we were attacked by Ovdei Chavim. Myself and my husband were attacked by Ovdei Chavim. Or we were attacked by armed bandits. Who meis v'nitzalti? That he died and I was saved. Nemenes, we believe her. She's allowed to get remarried. We're not choshesh that she was claiming that he had died, even though she didn't really see that he had died. So the Gemara is assuming that even though the only way we know that they were attacked by bandits is because she told us so, we still believe her that the husband has died because she has a migo. Migo, she didn't have to tell us that there were bandits. She could have just said that her husband died. So we believe her when she said that there were bandits and that her husband died. So it says, well, no, awesome. Over there, there's a specific reason to believe her because there's no chash that she's that she would make a guess. Kid Ravidi, Dam Ravidi, Isha Klezaino Aleha. A woman is not afraid of listing that they're going to kill her because they won't kill her. What they're more likely to do with a woman is rape her. So since once they're boil her, they're not going to kill her. So she's not worried about getting killed, and therefore she's not going to run away as much. So she's going to wait until the husband is dead before she runs away, meaning she's not in as much of a pachad because she knows that they're not going to kill her. At most, they're just going to take advantage of her. That's how Rashi writes in the Sefer Avodah Zarah. Tosa says he cannot understand what that means. He says, Tosa says that it means that it's something else. Now, what it means, Isha Klezaino Aleha, is not that she's not afraid of being raped. Women are terrified of being raped also. What it means, Isha Klezaino Aleha, is that she knows that in war, people, the soldiers fight with men. They leave women alone. They're not going to bother her because she's a woman. Nafkamina between Rashi and Tosas, Barhetiv points out in Siman Yud Zayin, is if she's an Isha Zakena, that according to Rashi, you don't have this svara, because if she's Nisha Zakena, they're not going to want to be boil her. But according to Tosos, you do have this svara, because they leave women alone. For sure, they're going to leave an old woman alone, and they're not going to bother her. But either way, whatever this svara is, the Gemara is saying that the woman is not going to be in a rush to escape the situation, and she will stick around long enough to see that her husband is indeed dead. Ha'u gavra de b'shili lule itli nura be genani. There was a guy that at the end of his wedding, a fire broke out in the place of his chuppah. Amru debito, so his wife said, debito, his wife said to the people that were there, chazu gavroi, look for my husband, look, it's my husband, who's burning in the fire. So asu, they came to the place where she claimed her husband was, and chazu gavroi charucha deshadi, upista diada deshadia. They saw that there was a charred body, and there was a hand, a severed hand, that was also charred, right next to the charred body. So we have to figure out, can we assume that this charred body, that this dead body that we found, is her husband's body? Rachman al-Tzlan, you sometimes have to do this. Now we have DNA evidence and things like that. I once had the opportunity to visit with the section of the IDF that is involved in identifying bodies, and very, very sadly, they have to deal with a lot of these kinds of situations where it's unrecognizable. Sometimes dental records help, sometimes even that doesn't help. They have to deal with whatever they can. Rav Asher Weiss brought us there, and he was showing us like what counts in halacha and what's a good enough identification in halacha to be mater and aguna and not. It's a very, very serious and terrible thing. So, but Baruch Hashem, that we do have more identifying ability now than they used to have. So they're just looking at a charred body in the times of the Gemara, and they have no idea what they're looking at. It could be anybody, or anybody who is at the chuppah. So some Rav Chiya bar Avin lemeimar, Rav Chiya bar Avin thought to say, Hainu ishinu alina bayis ishinu alina ma'ara, that this is exactly like the case of the woman claiming that a fire broke out in the house or in the cave that we were hiding in, where she's not believed to say that the husband dies, that the husband died, because we say to her, just like you were saved, maybe he got out also. So be here also. Just like you managed to escape the chuppah, maybe your husband managed to escape the chuppah as well, and this charred body is somebody else's body. Says Mara Amrav Ami Dami. Now, how do you compare this to that case of the cave? Hasam Loka Amra Chazugavroi. Over there, in the case of the cave, while the fire was raging, she was not saying, look, it's my husband. So there's no raya that he was actually caught in the fire, so it could be that he was actually saved. As opposed to over here, she was screaming the whole time, my husband's on fire, my husband's on fire. fire. So that wasn't the dummy. She was saying that because she saw her husband actually on fire. Plus, you have evidence right here. There's a charred body right in front of us. So there's a dead body right here. It must be your husband. There's a severed hand. It must have been someone who was trying to come and save him. And his hand got burnt off or something. Rabbi Chiya bar Avin said that this is like the case of the cave where they were stuck in the cave. He'll say that the man, the charred body that you found is not necessarily your husband. It could be that another person came from the fire department to try to save the husband, and he got burnt. It was the fireman that got burnt. Upasta diyad deshadya nura italia isel beimuma umachmas kisufa islavarik lealma. What happened to the husband? That's his hand that you see over there. His hand got severed, and maybe he was so embarrassed now that he only had one hand, he decided that it's not worth going back to his community, and he decided to run off to live on his own somewhere where nobody's ever going to hear from him again because he was so embarrassed about the fact that his hand was severed. And maybe that's the story that happened over here. So we don't know necessarily that her husband died. So up until this point, the Gemara was discussing if a woman told us that her husband is dead. What if it's not the woman herself? It's not the Eishes Ish that tells us that her husband is dead, but it's an Eid Echad that comes and tells us that the husband is dead. So Yibayilu, Eid Echad b'mulchama mahu. What if an Eid Echad comes and says, he was his comrade in war. He was, and he said, on the battlefield, I saw that your husband died. So Taimet Eid Echad b'mam mishum demilz David elagluyu v'lo mishaker. So Achanami lo mishaker is the reason we normally believe in Eid Echad is because it's something that's a milz David elagluyu. It's something that's that could easily become revealed because he can show up at any time. So be here also. The guy can show up at any time if you're telling a lie, and therefore he's not going to tell a lie. Oh, Dilma, or maybe no, maybe time with Eid Echad, maybe the reason we believe in Eid Echad about a woman's husband dying is Rishon Tihigufa Daiku Mintzva, is that we're not solely relying on the aid. We're relying on the woman doing some level of independent research as well, and being certain that her husband is dead before remarrying. Vahacha, Kimin Tezimin and Desaimin Lo Daiku Mintzva. But over here, there's a question whether we should have the girsa of Kimin Tezimin and Desaimin. You don't need it. It could just be that she's not going to be so careful to clarify before she gets remarried, and therefore we can't be mati her based on the edus of this aid, because we're not somech on his edus alone, we're somech also on Isha Daiku Mintzva. But if she knows that there was a melchama, she's going to assume that it's true, that what the aid is saying is true, and that he's actually dead. So she's not going to be Daiku Mintzva. So that's the shaila. When the Eid Echad comes, is the ne'emanus of the Eid Echad completely dependent on the idea that he would never want to lie because he can get caught in a lie, which applies equally over here? Or is the ne'emanus of Eid Echad dependent at least partially on the woman doing her own independent research, and we don't have confidence that at a time of war she's going to be doing her own independent research? So now the Gemara says, let's try to bring a raya. What's the halacha? Amar bar Chama Toshima. We have a Mishnah that we'll learn in a few days from now, in Daf Kuf Chav Beis, that Rama Rabbi Akiva, Kashirati l'Nardoa, when I went from Eretz Yisrael to Nardoa, la'aber Hashana, in order to be ma'aber the Shana, in order to be Koveya, the year as a Shana Mu'uberes, Tosus writes that it must have been some sort of onus that happened, that they couldn't be ma'aber the Shana in Eretz Yisrael, because that's where you should have been. You shouldn't go to Nardoa to be ma'aber the Shana, it should have been happening in Eretz Yisrael. So it must be, how's he even allowed to do it? Don't you have to, isn't it a ma'akev that it's got to be in Eretz Yisrael? So the halach is that if lo hinia chacham kamoso, if there's no one at his level of chachma that remains in Eretz Yisrael, then as the gadol ador, he's able to be ma'abr the shana, even not in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Akiva says, I went to Nardoa to be ma'abr the shana. So it's really got nothing to do with the fact that he's being ma'abr the shana. But the story was, matzasi nechami ish beis tali. I found a guy by the name of Nechami ish beis tali, va'amar li. And Nehemiah asked me, Shamati Shei Masina Siisha Beretz Yisrael al Pied Echad, El Rabid Ben Bava. Oh, you're a visitor from Eretz Yisrael, so I wanted to ask you. I heard that they don't trust an Eid Echad to let a woman get remarried, other than Rabid Ben Bava, that all the Chachmei Yisrael, among all the Chachmei Yisrael, none of them are Mati or a woman to get remarried based on an Eid Echad who says that the husband died, except Rabid Ben Bava. He's the only one that will rely on the Eid Echad. Vinamti Los, Rabbi Kiva says, I told this fellow, this Nehemiah, Kena Dvarim, what you're you're saying is correct. All the Chum disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. So Amr Li, so Nechemya said to me, Amor Lehem Shmi, I need you to go back to Eretz Yisrael and tell the Chum in Eretz Yisrael, in my name, Atem Yodim, HaMedina Hazu Meshubeshes Begayasos, that you know that this Medina is very hard to travel because it's such a dangerous roadway to travel from one place to the other. So kach mekublani Rabbi Gamliel has Gamliel zaken shemasin isha isha al piedacha, that we're masin isha, we let a woman get remarried based on the testimony of an edacha. So you need to go back and report that to them that that's in fact what we do. So my medina meshubeshes begayasos. What does he mean when he says it's a medina meshubeshes begayasos? So lav, doesn't that mean avogav de mendinim zu meshubeshes, that even though it's a time of milchama, that kach mekublanish masin al piyadechad, and there's your raya, meaning we wanted to know, do you believe in edechad to allow a woman to get remarried even in a time of milchama? So what was the message Nechemiah sent Rabbi Akiva back with? He sent him with the message that even though it's a medinim meshubeshes, meaning even though it's a shas milchama, you should still be masin ish al piyadechad, you should still trust in edechad. Alma Hedechad Mehemin, so that's a raya that even Bishas Muhammad and Hedechad is believed. Amarava, so Rava responded, no, Ihachi, Maishna Medina Zu, Kalmak Mashiach Giyasas Mibaile. If it was really about that, the fact that it was a war, that a Nedach is believed at a time of war, why do you say Dafka that there's a Muhammad in this Medina that you get remarried al pi Erechad? He should have said that it's Mekubal Mepiram Gamliel, that wherever there is war, an Erechad is still believed to say that the husband died. Ella Amarava Hachikamar. So Rabbi said, no, what he really meant to say was, Atem yodim shemedinas umishbeshes b'keiasos, velo efshar li lemishpakin shibesi umaisi kamei rabbanon. Meaning what he was trying to say was, really, by all rights, if I want the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael to know something, I should get on a plane, go to Eretz Yisrael, and report it to the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. I should walk into the yeshivas there and go tell people. Walk into the Rabbanut offices and tell them what the Gedolei Nahardaa have to say about it. Problem is, I can't leave my family now. It's a time of milchama. It's dangerous for me to travel, so I can't leave my family. And that's why I'm making you, Rabbi Akiva, my shliach. So it wasn't about Shas Milchama. That wasn't what the issue was about. It was about explaining why he couldn't go himself. So now we don't have a raya that an Erechad is Neman al Shas Milchama. Because all he was trying to say when he said Shas Giyasos is that to explain why he himself couldn't go to be made. So now we're still back stuck with our original question. And our original question was, is an Eid Echad Neman to say that the husband died when it is a Shas Milchama? So Tashma says, well, let's bring another raya. There are once two Talmid Chacham traveling with Abba Yossi ben Simai on a boat, Vitava, and the boat sank. And Rebbe allowed the wives to get married based on the edus of women who saw the boat sinking with those men on it. So that was enough raya. Tosfos points out that the Gemara is assuming that they didn't see the bodies wash ashore. They only saw the boat sinking. So this maisa of these Talmid Chacham sinking is similar to Zman Milchama. That in both cases we should be choshesh that an aide might say something bididami. They might not have actually seen the person dying, and they'll assume death. And even though they didn't weren't there long enough to see that the person died, they'll assume that the person died, and that's what they're being made about. So really, she cannot get remarried unless they saw that she actually died. So over here, this edus was al pinashim v'nashim afilu mea kelecha damu, and no matter how many women are testifying, the halachic status of women as edim is the equivalent of an eid echad v'katani, and nevertheless, the brisa says, Hisi, Rebbe was willing to allow these women to get remarried. Oh, so don't you see a raya that an Eid Echad b'shas Milchama is Neman? Because here you have Nashim, which are the equivalent of an Eid Echad, you have a sinking boat, which is the equivalent of Shas Milchama, and we're allowing them to get remarried. So it says more of a Tizbra, why? You think that relying on these women, even though they didn't see that they relied, that Rebbe relied on these women, even though they didn't see that that they were, that the bodies washed ashore. Mayim Shein Lehem Sof. You know, if that were the case, then this would be like a case of Mayim Shein Lehem Sof, where the, you don't see the edge of the water. Mayim Shein Lehem Sof Ishto Asur. The halacha is that if a man goes into Mayim Shein Lehem Sof and we don't have a body to recover, so the woman is going to be asur to get married. We have to assume that he swam up or he washed up on an island somewhere, and he's there with the professor and Marianne and whatever, and he's living a happy, it's a dated reference, I apologize, but he's living a happy life, you know, somewhere else, and that so that wouldn't be good enough. That must not be the case. Elahechi dami. What's the case where Rebbe allowed her to get remarried? Da'ari askinu kaman. It's that the these women were made that not only did they see the boat sink, but they saw the bodies wash up. V'chazinu li'alter, and they said, and we saw these bodies wash up immediately, so that we were able to tell that it's really them. Tosus points out, based on the Gemara, that if they didn't see the bodies wash up immediately, bodies can become so deformed and swollen and impacted by the water that you would never be able to even recognize them unless it was immediately after the death. V'kamri simanim, and they brought simanim that it was these men, because if they didn't bring any simanim, then they would never be believed. Because things can change from the water. So since they brought simanim, we're not really relying on them, on their ne'emanus. We're relying on the fact that they have proof. They were able to say simanim about these men. Ela asimanim, we're relying on the simanim. That's how we know that they're positively identifying these people. Because when there is simanim, we don't need to rely on the ne'emanus of the aid. We're relying on the simanim. So since there is simanim, let's say in a part of the body that is not readily evident to anyone who's ever met this person, So these women never would have seen those parts of this man's body. It's on the middle of his back or something. They never would have seen that while he was alive. So we know that that these simanim are true, and therefore it's a raya that they in fact died. So therefore we don't have any raya about an eidach being neman b'shas milchama, because this case has absolutely nothing to do with the eidach being neman b'shas milchama. This case is all about simanim. It's nothing about the nemanus of an eidach. So the Gemara brings a maysa about simanim. Once we're on the topic of simanim, who gave davka chum shmi gabi chavri? There was someone that gave us a pikadon, sesame seeds, to his friend in front of Aden. That's what the Rishonim point out. Tosfos points out that he must have given the pikadon in front of Aden. So Amalei, so the mafkid said to the shomer, havli shumshmi, I'd like my sesame seeds back. So Amalei shekaltinu. The shomer says, what do you mean? You already took them back yesterday. I don't have them anymore. Va'kein v'chein avyan. So the mafkid says, what do you mean? There are this many sesame seeds. U'b'chavisa ramyan. And they're put in a particular barrel that you keep. And that's my simon, that there's a specific amount, and this is where their location. So Amalei, the Nifkat said, Didach shekaltinu. No, and there are sesame seeds that I'm holding on to, but yours you took yesterday, Vani Achrininu. I just refilled the barrel with other sesame seeds. These aren't yours anymore. So Savar Rav Chista Lemeimar, Rav Chista thought to say in such a case, Hainu Shnei Talmid Chamim. This is like the story of the two Talmid Chamim that women testified that they drowned and that their boat sank in the sea, and then they saw them wash up ashore, and they had a simanim to identify the bodies. And we don't say in that case that the initial Talmid Chamim whose boat sank are living on an island somewhere, and these people that washed ashore are different people. Meaning, we rely on simanim, so we rely on the simanim of their bodies, and therefore we should rely on the simanim of the sesame seeds as well. Simanim should be good enough. So Amalei Rava says, no, me dami. The story with the sesame seeds is totally different than the two bodies washing ashore after a boat capsizes. Hasam Kaamri Simanim, over there by the Tutam al-Kham, the women are saying the simanim that identify the bodies, that these are the very bodies of these Talmidei Chachamim, and that's why we believe them, and that's why the woman's allowed to get remarried. You know, if they had identifying features on the sesame seeds in a chinami, then we should believe them. They don't have identifying features of the sesame seeds. The kamar came v'chein havyan, emer chushman al-Srami. No, all they're saying is that there are this many sesame seeds. That's not a simon about the sesame seed itself. They're just saying a cheshman of how many there were. So it could be that Nifkan was holding on to this many sesame seeds, and the whole time he's looking at it, he's thinking, I should have sesame seeds of my own in this number and in this amount. And as soon as the guy took it back, he went and he refilled the barrel. But that's not necessarily a siman at all. So it's not a raya. So it says, Amalei Mar Kshisha, Reid Rav Chisda Rav Ashi, Michai Shiran Shema, Shema Pinan, are we choshish that maybe he removed the object of the mafkid and he put his own thing there when the and the simen on the object, on the barrel, still remains? Meaning, do we really work with such a chashash? Granted, there's no simen on the sesame seeds themselves, but there's a simen on the barrel, there's a simen about the quantity. So are we really choshish that he emptied out the original barrel and that what we're seeing right now is a new barrel? Vahatinan, the Mishnah says in Maseches Maaser Sheni, Perek Dalid, that Matzah Kli V'Kasvel of Kuf. Let's say a person finds a kli, and the letter kuf is written on the kli, which we can assume karban, that the money in that kli is meant to be hegdish. It's meant to pay for a karban. Whatever you find in that kli is hegdish. Mem, if it has a mem, meiser. You have the right to assume that it's meiser. It's a discussion in the Rishonim, what kind of meiser? Meiser Rishon, meiser Sheni, meiser Ani. So the Rambam in Hilchos Meiser Sheni, Perek Vav Halacha Ches, says that it's meiser Sheni. Tosas Anshe Shem says that it's more likely to be meiser Sheni, because if it were Meiser Rishon, then there wouldn't have been any nafkamina, because Meiser Rishon is chul and gemurim. Meaning Meiser Sheni, you have limitations on how you're allowed to eat it. You have to bring Meiser Sheni dafka to Yerushalayim, and if you're going to eat it over here, you need to exchange it for money and add a chomesh. But Meiser Rishon, you have no limitations. Meiser Rishon, the truth is, it belongs to a Levi, but anybody is allowed to eat it. It's not like Truma. A Zard is allowed to eat Meiser Rishon. So that's why the Rishonim work with the assumption that if it has a mem on the container, that it must stand for Meiser Rishon. Dalit, if it has a Dalit on the container, Dimua, it means that it's peros that are a mixture of Chulin and Truma together, where the halach is that it has to be treated like Truma and can only be eaten by a Kohen. Tess, if it has a Tess on the box, Tevel, then you have to assume it's Tevel. Tough, Truma. Shabashasa Sakana, and the reason they would write just one letter is because at times of danger where the government made decrees against the Jewish people that we were not allowed to observe mitzvos, Hayukos and Tav Tachas Truma, they would just write one letter instead of spelling out the whole word Truma. So what do you see from this Mishnah? That if you found money in a box or fruit in a box and it has a Tav on it, you assume it's Truma. We don't assume that there was once Truma in the box and then it was emptied out and now you refilled it with something else. So why is it when it comes to the sesame seeds, we're willing to make the assumption, yes, I was watching your sesame seeds in this very box, but yesterday you took them back and now I refilled the box with something else. Apparently from this mission we see that we do not make an assumption that the original contents were emptied and it was refilled with something else. Does that mean no one ever empties out a box and refills it? You do, but then you would take the identifying feature off of it. You would take the top off of it. You would erase the marker on the box. It doesn't always happen. I remember my wife used to put away clothing from children when they grew out of it, so she'd mark all the containers. 0 to 3 months, or 1 year to 2 years, so that when the next kid came along, we would... So sometimes you'd open up the 1 year to 2 year box and it's 9 years to 10 years, so you don't always remember to do it, but that's the question. Do we make that assumption that people are going to remember to take off the labels? So I'm going to reveal Ravashi. Ravinia said to Ravashi, are we not choshesh that maybe you switched it out for other fruits? Ema Seifa, the Seifa goes on to say in that very same Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi Omer, afilu matzah chavis because of a truma, even if you find a barrel and it says truma on it, hare elu chulin, you could assume that it's chulin. Shani Omer is stuck at having mali truma opina, because you can make an assumption that it used to be full of truma and now you emptied out the truma and it's chulin. So since Rabbi Yossi holds that we assume you did empty out the box, even lakula, so it's not mistaber that the Tanakhama would disagree with that and hold that we're not choshesh that he emptied out the box. It must be that there's a specific reason that the Tanakhama said over here not to assume that the box was emptied. It must be that all of the Tanaim would hold under normal circumstances we have to be choshesh that things in fact were switched out. The machlokas Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi in this brisa is about the following: Mar Savar Imisa Depinu Michbar Avakafar, that the Tanakhama holds that if in fact they emptied it out, then certainly he would have scraped off of the kli any indication that it's truma, so that it wouldn't be marked as truma. From the fact that he didn't erase the simin, so then it must be an indicator that he did not actually clear it out. The idach, whereas that Rabbi Yossi holds, emar ishtalu yishtali inami lepan cheshavke. It could be that he just forgot to erase the simin, the marking, the tuf on the box. Or it could be that he kept the writing on the box as a shmira for the peiros. That way no one's going to take it, because if everyone sees that it's truma, they're going to say, oh, I'm not tahar, and I'm not a kohen, or whatever, so they're not going to want to take it. So it's a good way to protect his stuff. But maybe in Chinami, normally when there's no clear marking on a box, we are choshesh that someone would switch things out, and therefore in the case of the sesame seeds, maybe in Chinami we should be choshesh that he's going to switch something out. Okay, now the Gemara discusses a Maisa where they testify that a person by a certain name had died, and the question is, are we choshesh that there's someone that has that same name? So Yitzchak Reish Galusa Bar Achtei D'Rabibi. Yitzchak Reish Galusa, that was the fellow's name. It was Yitzchak Reish Galusa. The Ramban in Maseches Gittin quotes Yesh Mefarshim that it means that he was the actual Reish Galusa, and that's why Abaye is going to say that we're not Choshesh that it's somebody else by that name, because how many people hold the position of Reish Galusa? They wouldn't call someone else the Reish Galusa. But the Ramban asks on that, well, then there's no room to argue, right? They can't say, oh, President Biden came and did this. Oh, maybe it's the other President Biden. There is no other President Biden. There's only one. If you're referring to the actual presidency. But sometimes you have a name that sounds like an office. It sounds like a job, right? It sounds like something that's, but it's really the person's name. So over here, maybe says Ramban, Reish Galusa is really just part of the guy's name. He was not actually the Reish Galusa, because then there would be no room to argue. So anyway, the Yitzchak Reish Galusa bar achte Rav Bibi. He was the nephew of Rav Bibi. Savakazim le kurtavali ispamya. He went from a place called Kortva to a place called Espamia, v'shachiv, and he died in Espamia. So Shalch Mehasim, they sent a message from Espamia, Yitzchak Reish Galusa Barachti Drabibi Havakazim, the Kortva to Espamia, v'shachiv, that you should know that this Yitzchak Reish Galusa came from Kortva to Espamia, and he died. So the Gemara is not sure, can his wife get remarried? Do we have to be choshesh that there's another guy by that same name who died, or do we have the right to assume it's the same guy? So it's machlokas Abaye and Rava. Abaye says we are choshesh that maybe there was another person by the name of Yitzchak Reish Galusa, and he's the one that actually died. Tulsi Shalom says, so according to Abaye, no get should ever be kosher, because every single time you have a name on a get, you should always be choshesh that it's somebody else, that it really refers to somebody else. So Tulsi Shalom says, no, when a woman is bringing a get in her hand, and she says that she got it from her husband, and the name in the get matches her husband's name, we don't have to assume that this woman got a get from the other guy that has the same name as her husband. That's a different story. Over here, we're just getting word that someone had died, so there's nothing, no connection to this woman in particular, whereas Rava says we're not choshesh. We don't have to assume that there's another guy with the same name, so we allow the woman to get remarried. Now, in a case where it's huchsak, where everybody knows that there's another person with the same name, so then Rashi says even Rava would be moda, they have to be choshesh that it is that other person, right? Sometimes it's yadua, everybody knows that there's more than one person by that name. I happen to have someone a friend of mine whose name is Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz, and we got confused for each other 3 times so far this week. So it happens all the time that we get confused for each other. So if that's a case where it's huchzak, that everybody knows that there's another person by that name, then you need to verify. You need to say, is it, the one who's serious Talmud Chacham? Then you know it's the other guy. Is it, so that's the way they would. You have to have more identifying features. Some Rabbi Mina Aminala. How do I know this din that we're choshesh that there are two people by the same name? There was a get that was found in the streets of Narda, uksiv b'tzad kolonia masa, and it's in the get, right next to the place called Kolonia, which was in a large city of Narda, and not in Drolanai, that was the fellow's name, Naharda'a, who lives in Narda, Patris Vatrachis Yas Plonis Insi, I'm divorcing my wife. So so the wife of Androloi, we knew, lived in Arda, and she's claiming that this is her get, and she wants to get remarried. So Vesholch Avu Shmuel Kamed Rav Yehuda Nesia, Avu Shmuel sent Rav Yehuda Nesia, the Shaila, whether she can get remarried. V'shalach lein, Rabbi Yehuda Nasir responded, Tibadik Narda Kula, you need to check all of Narda to make sure there's not another guy named Andruli Na'i, because it could be that it was the other guy that wrote this get. So you see from this Maisa that there's another person, that we have to be choshish, that there is another person by that same name. So V'rava Amar, Imisi, but the Kalolami Ba'ilei, if that were really true, then checking all of Narda won't be good enough. You should have to check the whole world. The only reason he told him to check all of Narda is not to embarrass Avod Shmuel. Avod Shmuel asked the Shaila, so you don't want him to say, you don't want to answer him. That's ridiculous. It's obviously that guy, because then Avod Shmuel feels like a fool for asking the Shaila. So in order to show respect to Avod Shmuel, they entertained that answer. Amar Rava Mina Amina La. Rava says, how do I know that I'm right, that we're not choshesh for another guy by the same name? There were two shtaros in Mechuzah. And it said in the shtar, in name of Chavi Bar Nanai, who lent money to a certain person, Nanai Bar Chavi, and the second shtar said Nanai Bar Chavi lent money to a certain person, and the story came to Rabba Bar Avua to discuss whether you could collect based on these shtaros. V'agvibu Rabba Bar Avua Zuzi, and he used it to collect the money. V'Chavi Bar Nanai V'Nanai Bar Chavi B'Mechuzah Shchichituva. But there are a lot of people by that name. So how can the person who's holding this shtar chov be Motzi Mamon from the Lova? We have to be choshish that maybe it was someone else who was the Lova and it's not him. So you see that we're not choshish for this. So someone who's holding a shtar is able to use it, to use that shtar, even though we know that there's another person by that name. So certainly as far as an Isser Eishes Ish is concerned, even though Eishes Ish is more chamor than Dine Mammon, this is the way the Rishonim, Rashi and Tosfos explain, even though it's understood that Eishes Ish is more chamor than Dine Mammon, but if you're gonna rely that it's not that it is the same person when it comes to Dine Mamnis, even though you know that there's another person by that name, so at least when it comes to Eishes Ish, when you don't know that there's another person by that name, you should rely that it's the same person. And Abaye rejects that. Abaye would respond, L'may Nechoshlo, what are you going to be Choshish for? Ilim Afila, if you're Choshish that he dropped the Shtar, Mizr Zaribe, people are careful not to drop the Shtar Chov. Ilim Pikadon, if you're Choshish that maybe someone else gave it as a Pikadon, he gave the Shtar as a Pikadon to watch, keeping the Shmei Keshmei Lamafki Gabei. You'd have to be an idiot to give the Shtar as a Bikadon to the one guy that has the same name as you, and you know that he could just take it out to collect. He knew he would not have done that. So my Amr, Dilma Masalei, well, what are you worried about? That maybe he gave it to him? Well, Osias Nicholas Ben Masira, well, then he's entitled to it anyway, because by giving over the Shtar, the fellow is in fact entitled to collect with it. So by the case of Dine Mamanis, there's no reason to be Choshesh not to collect with it, but that is not a Raya, says Abaye, to a case of Eishes Ish. Okay, but tomorrow, back to irregular time, 5:30, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, and everyone have a wonderful day, and thank you so much for coming and accommodating my crazy schedule.
Awesome.